I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres, and welcome to my podcast, Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. During this entire pandemic, it has literally driven us crazy. Some of us, it's driven us to be not so nice. For some of us, it's brought out the best of us. But for many of us, we are absolutely stunned and we feel very helpless. And the truth is, deep down, we're terrified. Because not knowing what's next, not knowing where to go, what to do, and all these messages that are coming through that are unclear to us make us very confused and therefore leave us feeling like we have no control over what's going on. A couple of months ago when the pandemic first began, I did a workshop on Zoom. And I conducted the workshop because I wanted to know what people were feeling. And how they were expressing their anxiety, how it was showing up, and what they were feeling, what they were thinking, and how they were handling it. And it occurred to me that it's not just the pandemic and having to stay home that's difficult, and all the other things, because there's a big list of all the things that are difficult right now. But it's really that our old life before the pandemic started is gone. It's the fact that every single thing that we did every day and took for granted, not realizing how much we actually appreciated it, has changed. And so I really believe that we are going through what's called the grief process. It's very similar to losing a person. So losing the life that we knew to be what we called normal is very similar to losing a person. It's the same steps of grief, the same situation. It just shows up a little bit differently. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we do that, let's go to Wilhelmina with the meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. I just want to say, Judy, I don't have a meme of the week because I tried really hard.
What do you mean you don't have a meme? You have a meme every week.
I know, Judy, but the problem is that this is a very serious topic, so I thought instead of having a meme of the week, how about we have a joke of the week? What do you think, Judy? Huh?
All right, go ahead. Let me hear your joke.
All right. This is good. Ready, Judy? So, did you hear about the giant who had diarrhea?
No, Wilhelmina. Tell me about the giant who had diarrhea.
It was all over town. Wait, Judy. I got another. Did you hear about the chef who died?
No, Wilhelmina. What happened?
He passed away. Get it?
We really need to stick to meme of the week. Okay, let's just go back. You tried it. I give you credit for trying.
You didn't like it. I loved it. Get it? It was all over town. Get it? He passed away. You don't know.
I get it. But thank you. Wilhelmina, meme of the week, please.
All right, Judy. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, everybody. I was just trying to make you laugh a little bit because everything's so damn serious all the time. Oh, my God. Who just walked through the door?
That's the quiet one. That's my husband. He just came home.
Hi, quiet one. How are you doing? Oh, Judy, you didn't tell me you were so handsome.
Wilhelmina, can we just get back to it, please?
Hi, Wilhelmina.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that voice, Judy? That man talks to you every day? Oh, my God. I'm single if things don't work out with Judy.
Really, Wilhelmina? Really? Wow. You're about to lose your job.
I'm sorry. It's just I can't help it when I see a good-looking man like that. I'm beside myself with, well, let's just say I got palpitations.
Thank you, Wilhelmina. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the stages of grief. as it applies to the pandemic and the feelings that everyone's feeling. However, these stages of grief also connect to if you've lost someone and you're going through a lot of stuff right now. And it's not that knowing the stages of grief will fix anything. It's just that when you understand the stages of grief, you can tell and pinpoint where you are in that stage. And then you won't be so hard on yourself as to why you're having a difficult time, right? Because grieving is hard. No one grieves easily. No one grieves happily. It is literally realizing that something that you cared about is no longer with you. And that can also apply to your lifestyle. That can apply to your job. That can apply to a lot of things. So let's get into it. The first stage of grief is shock. Initial paralysis at hearing the bad news. So for example, one day I'm driving, I'm listening to the news, and I'm hearing that they're considering closing the malls. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I get home and boom, the malls have closed. And oh, by the way, Broadway's closed too. I've never seen Times Square dead. I've never seen it empty. I've never seen the lights off. The lights literally went down in New York City, and it was shocking. And all we could talk about was, oh my God, well, what does this mean? What are we supposed to do now? So that's shock. It's like it hits you hard. It's completely hits you without warning. You have no idea. And it didn't just hit us. It hit us really fast, really quick. Within days, we were all home being told, stay home. Do not leave. The second stage of grief is denial. That means you're trying to avoid the inevitable. When we're talking in terms of the pandemic, it's what? The COVID-19 is not real. That's a lie. That's fake. It's, oh my God, I can't believe it. So you know what? No one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to go and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. People are panicking. They're just overreacting. That's denial. The third stage is anger. You get angry. You know what? The government, no governor, no mayor, no president, nobody's telling me what to do with my family or myself. If I want to go outside without a mask, I'm going to do it, and that's it. That's basically the flip side of what you're feeling, which what you're really feeling is fear. You're terrified. You're terrified that what you know to be normal is being taken away from you. So you get mad because being angry helps you feel like you're in control over something, especially when you feel you have no control. It's like a false, it's like putting on a mask. It's being tough when in fact you're feeling completely opposite. The fourth stage of denial is bargaining, where you try to find a way out. So you say, okay, well, you know what? I know that I can't be in large crowds, but I can go to a party. I can go to a party. It's a house party with like 40 people. That's okay. I mean, the people that I know those people are being safe and they're watching out for themselves. So I'll be fine. That's bargaining. Or God, I'll tell you what, please, if you just let me get through this coronavirus thing, I'll fast for 3 days. It's like stuff like that. You know, you just try to make a deal because you can't, part of you just can't process the truth of it and you just don't want to give in. So you'd rather bargain because bargaining also helps you feel like you have some sort of control over what's happening. The fifth stage is depression. Oh yes, I know this stage very well. Where you're taking a shower and you just start crying. That's it. You just start crying because you're sad, because it hurts, because life was literally screeched to a halt. And now what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to make money? What's going to happen to your kids? How do I keep my family safe? And it's literally terrifying. And that's when the reality starts to kind of creep in. So you cry, or you get depressed, or you withdraw, you isolate. The next stage of grief is testing. You seek realistic solutions. So with the pandemic, okay, I can put the mask on. Let me see if I put the mask on. What if I put the mask on and before I get to the supermarket, I disinfect my hands. And when I get to the cart, I use a wipe and I disinfect that. And then when I get back in the car from shopping, I'm not going to bring any of the items into the house. And let me see what happens. That's how you find a way to decide what you can and cannot control. And you start to kind of test the waters and see, okay, to what extent am I safe? To what extent will this work out in a way that I can handle the situation that right now I feel like I have no control over. The final stage of grief is acceptance. Finally finding the way forward. And many of us are kind of there now where, you know, I kind of realized, okay, I have no performances. I can't perform. I guess I'm just going to have to accept that I'm home. And so accepting that I'm home, I decide I'll find things to do. So I clean the house. I organize desk drawers. I start to do TikTok videos. I do all these different things because I realize, you know, it is what it is. And just accepting it will take the stress down at least 50%. It doesn't change a thing. I want to make sure you understand that accepting it doesn't change it. But one of the reasons we stress, one of the reasons we go into fear and panic is because we feel we have no control. And the truth is we don't. So if we can take care of ourselves the best we can and realize that this is our reality for now, things will be a little bit easier to grasp. So Vinny, on the stages of grief, where are you?
Well, right now, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm probably, like, I've accepted it a long time ago with the whole pandemic thing. I think you've noticed that about me. Mm-hmm. But my question to you, actually, in all of this is, can a person regress in the stages of grief? So, like, if they're at the anger stage, can they actually fall back to denial, to deny their anger?
Yes. Yes. And I want to make, I want you to understand, too, that those stages of grief don't have to be in that order.
Correct.
They go in different orders. So you'll find yourself, especially when you're in a deep, serious feeling of grief, when you're really going through it, especially when it's a great loss, something that you feel like you just cannot tolerate, you cannot handle it, you will find yourself going in and out of those stages. And you'll be in acceptance for a minute, maybe a day, and the next day you're sad again. And that's normal. This is the process that we go through to get through something that we've lost.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's something kind of like you're a surfer on a board and whatever the wave is that comes, we have to just try to ride it as best we can. And we are going to inevitably fall off the board, but it's what happens in trying to get back up and find that balance again. I guess what really struck me with something you said earlier in the episode was that it's almost like we're grieving the loss of the life we all once knew.
Yes, because everyone keeps saying, I want to get back to normal. When can we go back to normal? And it's like,
I always hate the term normal because nothing's ever normal. It's common.
There's no such thing, right.
So how do we shift from what was once our quote unquote normal and find the new common ground?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you remember where you were in 9/11?
I do.
Where were you?
I was in high school. I was a sophomore. I even seen the plane fly right past my classroom building.
Mm-hmm. And what do you remember from that day?
I remember that it was the most beautiful day weather-wise.
Yes, it was.
It was like an ironically beautiful day. Wasn't too hot. It wasn't just fall yet, but it was right in the middle. And I just remember this feeling of, oh my God, did this happen? The shock definitely mm-hmm. was beyond words. And I just remember this feeling of what next?
Right. And then we kind of had this fear like, oh my God, are we under attack? Is the whole country under attack? What's going to happen next? We definitely felt the shock. We were like, oh my God, you know, how many times did we have to watch it to believe it? And I remember when I heard that the towers came down, I didn't believe it at all. I literally got out of my car and looked across the river to see if it was true. And so my point is from that we went through those stages, right? We got angry. Then we were like, we want to go to war. Let's fight these people. Let's get revenge. Then we started thinking about different ways to work things out. You know, well, maybe I can join the army. Maybe I can donate money. I'll go volunteer. There were all these feelings of helplessness, and we used it. And it was a really wonderful time in humanity in the fact that we stepped up to help each other. And that's a really great idea of kind of bargaining and testing to say, I have to do something about this. And eventually we came to accept it. But my point with this is that we all learned to live with a new normal. Because when you go to the airport now, you just don't go through security. You have to take your shoes off. You have to take your laptops out. You have to do all these different things because that is the new normal. We had to adjust to it. We didn't like it, but we had to. And now we have the saying, when you see something, say something. That came out of that. Now with this pandemic, I'm sure going forward, there'll be a new normal. And who knows, maybe during the flu season, maybe we will wear masks, which we never used to do, right? We have to know that we can learn something from this to get past it. So if you can find the reason, if you can find the lesson in this, you will accept it much better and you'll handle it better. Because really, with every tragedy, there's a hidden blessing somewhere. And the blessing could be something as simple as, for the first time, you're having conversations with your children. Or you're playing board games again. Or you're sleeping later than usual because you needed extra rest. You just have to really ask yourself, what can I do now that I couldn't do when I was too busy? And that will kind of help you work through it.
Yeah, and then in turn, you grow, right?
Absolutely, because no one grows through happy times. People grow and evolve and get better and stronger through sad times and bad times. And this is one of those times, and we just have to hang in there a little longer.
And somebody that loves to grow right by your side each and every time you do an episode of this podcast is your girl, Poochie.
Ah, Poochie, what can I say?
So, Judy, let me ask you this question, right? You're talking about the seven stages of grief, all right? So I don't think I'm grieving. I'm just upset, right? So I want to know, why is it that I feel like when I first heard about this pandemic, I was like, oh, no, now I can't go to the Tropicana to gamble? I'm shocked. It's not right. And I just want to know, why would they do something like that to us? I mean, the pandemic, fine, but don't keep me from like gambling my money because I need to win.
So Poochie, talk us through, like, do you experience the seven stages of grief when you're actually sitting at a machine? Do you play machines, tables? What do you like to do?
I like to play the slots machines, all right? And I play the nickels because I got to save my money, especially during this pandemic. These are hard times, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, of course, when I put the nickel in, first I'm in shock, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I put a nickel in there. I need this nickel. But then I'm all right, all right, all right. So then when I pull it or I press the button, right, then I see all these things come up and nothing matches. And I'm in denial. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. So then I get angry and I get mad. I get up and I stomp. And then I ask for a shot of Bacardi. And then I put my earrings off and I just want to fight somebody. But I realize I can't do that. So,
you know, Poochie, I was in Atlantic City recently and they're not even doing drinks for free anymore on the casino floors. They're not delivering them to the machine.
What?
Yeah, they're not doing that no more.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because of social distancing, we're not allowed to eat.
I can't have a drink?
No. No, Judy, you heard this, right?
¿Qué cosa es esto?
Yeah, I heard it, but I haven't even tried to go to the casino. And actually, Poochie, you should just like stay home a little bit more, practice a little more social.
No, better wait. You cannot take away my ability to gamble, all right? And for me to think straight, for me to see straight, I need the Bacardi, yo.
How about gambling on your phone from your house?
I know. I can't do this. This is too hard. This pandemic, I can't do it. But you know what? Maybe. What if I like I sneak in my Bacardi? Then I could, you know, like I could cough into my bag and like take a sip. And then you know what? I accept it. I'm just gonna gamble here, and I'm just gonna be happy because you know life is too short, right, Judy?
Okay. You didn't even ask me a question, but that's all right. That's okay. Have a good day, Poochie. Bete, go home. Go home. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for stopping by, Pooch.
Listen, everybody take a breath. It's really hard. And again, I want to reiterate that we are experiencing the process of grief. And it's a hard process. But once we accept it, everything is going to be okay. And so for those of you struggling, this song is for you.
Suffering too terrible to name. You hold your child as tight as you can and push away the unimaginable. The moments when you're in so deep, feels easier to just swim down. And so they move uptown and learn to live with the unimaginable. If you see him in the street walking by himself, talking to himself, have pity. You will like it. working through the unimaginable. His hair has gone gray, he passes every day. They say he walks the length of the city. You knock me out, I fall apart. Can you imagine?
We're all these, what I consider spiritual beings having a human experience. And part of the human experience is struggle and challenge. And this pandemic has been one of the biggest challenges that the entire global world has had to experience together. And maybe that should make us feel better, that we, for the first time, are not alone, that everyone understands what this feeling feels like. So continue to find out where you are in the grief process and work towards acceptance and know that everything will be okay and that there's no reason to cry, okay? You're going to be all right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for future episodes of the podcast, please feel free to write Judy Torres, Life Coach, at gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved, and thank you so much for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.